Well, have you decided? Now is the time to live more like the saints. Well, no better time than the present, I say. And the new liturgical year is just around the corner, beginning the first week of Advent. Well, women, you can now get your appointment schedule in order and get the daily inspiration from the saints all in one easy planner. Designed by women for women of all ages and stages of their life, the Be a Heart Planner will help you to plan your days with intention. And joining me this morning is the designer, Erica Campbell. She's the owner and designer at Be a Heart. Erica designed the perfect book to encourage your personal and spiritual growth. Good morning, Erica. Thanks so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, Erica, tell us, how did you start up Be a Heart?
Yeah, so I started, I was originally a calligrapher, and I really was seeing a market for beautiful modern things that represented our faith and our religion. And so I began by just posting on Instagram different quotes that were speaking to me, different things, kind of sharing about my own spiritual journey. And simultaneously, I'm sorry if you all can hear my baby in the background. She has decided she would like to join the conversation too.
Well, absolutely.
So it really has transformed over the years. As my life has transformed, when I began, I was a single woman. First, I was living in Brooklyn, and then I moved to Los Angeles. And that was in 2014. And now I'm married and have two children. And so really, at the beginning, it was talking about single life. It looked a lot like that. And then, you know, once I started having kids and recognizing that life gets really busy, and there's just a lot of things to... a lot of things going on. And so my products, I moved from calligraphy. You'll see in the planner has a lot of lettering because that is really kind of my bread and butter. But then I wanted beautiful things to have in my home that were beyond just paper and prints, things that would remind me to turn my attention, my gaze towards God through my daily life. So not so much just the times when I am intentionally only sitting in prayer or going to church, but what happens when I am planning my day or in my kitchen or playing with my children? What are these little things that can remind me of God who's here with me in all of this, in, you know, the craziness that it is to be living in a time such as this. And so it has transformed over the years and continues to transform, I do believe, by the working of the Holy Spirit. And I try to just be open. You know, I'm an artist. And so a lot of it just represents things that are moving to me, things that I would want in my own home for my own children that I create.
Well, just hearing you, yes, we can understand that home life and raising those little ones along with everything else we do, our calendars fill up. And for somebody like me, well, my children are on the other end of the spectrum. They're getting out and they have their own calendars, and I'm trying to get my work and my home and their calendars straight away just so we can have a dinner together sometime. You need these planners to help organize the day. Boy, I come to rely on them more and more, we'll just say, the older that I get. There is something beautiful, I think, now about having a planner in your hand. We use our phones for so many things. We've got, you know, our online calendars, and we're always looking at our phones. But to have something beautiful like this in color, it is inspiring, and it makes you want to pick it up, right? Tell us a little bit more about the planner.
Yeah. So, I mean, I heard somewhere, and I can't quote exactly what it is, but there is the idea that when we physically write something down, we, our brains can say like, okay, I can now let go of that. I don't have to keep spinning it in my head to remember, and that we don't have the same effect as when we are typing a note on our phone. And so the act of actually writing out the things that we need to do or the things that we need to remember allows our brains to hold more. And so in the planner, something that I noticed in my own life was that when I was going to pray, I was thinking about all of the many things that I needed to do in the day. And so instead of maybe listening to God, I was like, okay, I got to make this note that I need to go to the grocery store and I cannot forget the lemons or whatever it is. And so I wanted to create a planner that was both a place for our schedules that we're, you know, remember, we got to go to therapy, we got to have this phone call, but that we can also put all of our prayer intentions. So when people say like, hey, can you pray for me for this thing? Or we say, oh, we'll pray for you. So often I found in my life that it became just something that I said instead of something I was really living. And so there's a place to put each month your prayer intentions. Then there is a page to be able to write down what you're grateful for, because I really believe that, you know, as I struggled with my own mental health and things, that having gratitude for what I have is a really good practice. And we know that within the church. And then in the beginning of the month and the end of the month, there are questions to think about what your intentions are, where you want to put your focus in your spiritual life, in your home life, in your work life, and invite God into that. And then reflect at the end of the month on how that went, or, you know, what changes or growth that you've seen. And then on the monthly pages and the daily pages, you also have the liturgical calendar, so you know what saint days that the church is celebrating. And it goes along with the calendar from the USCCB, with additional some more modern saints that aren't quite in there. And then we have, you know, a reminder when it's a holy day of obligation, so you know when to go to Mass on a non-Sunday. There, each month has this year I put the devotion. The church has a devotion that we should, is a suggestion to pray for each month. And so you'll find that at the beginning of the month, along with a prayer that you could pray every day that month. There's a list of novenas, but also there's start dates, because I have a hard time remembering, like, okay, I know it ends on this date, but I can't remember when it was supposed to start.
Yes.
So you can slot those in. And then we have 3 pages of stickers of different things, like going to adoration or going to therapy or a babysitter's coming or class or whatever it is, along with the illustrations. So I illustrated, I don't know, might have been like 200 plus saints that I hand illustrated. So they are in the monthly tab, like when you know, it's the artwork for the planner, but then they're also in little stickers so that you could stick them on the calendar pages, or you could use it for something else.
Oh, Erica, you are speaking to my heart. If I can get a planner that, well, from what it sounds like, it's filled in already quite a bit with everything I would have to do that. And then, well, just give me pages of stickers that I can put in there. This is a planner just for me and hopefully for our listeners. Well, they definitely want to check it out. I'm talking today with Erica Campbell. She's sharing information about her new Be a Heart Planner for the new liturgical year. Erica, again, as I said, this is everything a woman would need to put in a calendar. It's a beautiful to look at, so it encourages you to pick it up constantly throughout the day. Remind our listeners where they're going to be able to purchase a planner for themselves. Also, find out more information about the rest of your line of products at Be a Heart.
Yes, beaheart.com is our website.
Well, that isn't that perfectly easy.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much. That's what we need to make it easy to find. Well, it is for the liturgical year. That means the liturgical year begins the first Sunday of Advent. So that is just the weekend after Thanksgiving. So now would be the time to maybe get a pre-Christmas for the woman in your life. It'd be absolutely perfect. Erica, I appreciate your time so much. And boy, thank you to your little baby there for joining us today also.
Thanks for having us.
And again, that is Erica Campbell. So the Be a Heart Planner is available on her webpage. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to her webpage, find the planner, plus a whole lot of other great things for the family. I'm going to put that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.